Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Joining me at the round table today are Paige Gillig, who is an artist, and you're also a writer with a pen named Z Rose, and Natalie Gayton, who's also an artist and writer with a pen named B Monet. I love your pen names. And together, you guys are Eclectic Sense. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And just right away, I want to tell everybody your website. It's eclecticby.com. So everybody go to Eclectic Sense at eclecticby.com. It's so wonderful to have you here. I love what you say your goal is to produce, inspire, and collaborate with future writers and artists. I think that's so wonderful. So Paige and Natalie, I'm so excited to have you here.
Hello. Thank you for having us. Honestly, I'm excited for this.
I know we've been trying to do this for a while.
I know we've been busy, right?
You guys are both busy. I'm not so busy. I just, do what I do. But I don't, people's schedules change. Let's just put it that way. So
They do. Yeah.
And I love that you guys are doing this interview today together, because I know you both are writers and artists, in your own rights, but I love that you work together so much. I'm very big on collaboration between artists and writers, and so I love that that's what you're doing, and it's a real treat for me to have you both here to talk about all this stuff that you do. So, my first question for everybody is always the same. When did you first know, whatever your art passion is, that was your destiny? And so, round robin style, Paige and then Natalie, tell us about that.
I, at first, did not know I was much of the artist. I always let that be my sister. So when I began picking up paints just for therapy during my college years, that is when I slowly started finding my place and kind of what I wanted to do in life.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that you put the words therapy in there and just picking up paints, and just the way you describe that is just so perfect, because I truly believe that's how a lot of people come to realize their creative selves, is almost accidentally. Natalie, what about you?
For me, I've always liked painting. I was never a big artist myself, but I did enjoy picking up a pencil and sketching. I always picked up like a color or a crayon and just began in that form, but it never really stuck to me or actually encouraged me to paint until, like Paige said, until my college years. And when we were in college, we would spend a lot of our nights just on the ground with the towel on the floor with a bunch of paints all over us and canvases, and just it was very chaotic, but it was just beautiful having to paint. It was great. Great times, great memories.
So you guys were at college together then?
We actually went to Indiana School for the Deaf, and I only spent 1 year there, and I transferred to Ball State. Natalie finished her associates and then ended up transferring to Ball State, where studied communication.
I see. Okay. So that's part of your arts journey, is all that academic stuff that led you to where you were and what you were doing. And I love the description of sitting on towels and paint splattered all around, because I used to paint on the floor and we used to live in a two-story house, and I kind of took over the loft after my youngest child went to college, and the loft had been his playground, basically, and I kind of took it over, and I would spread.
Now it's your playground, right?
Yeah, I spread about four different layers of, you know, canvas drop cloths on the carpet for the whole room, and just I would work on, you know, four or five paintings at once, and paint was everywhere. If I hadn't put those canvases down, I don't think we could have sold that house when we moved. But it was very freeing, and it was very therapeutic to have that space and know that you know, like you said, with a towel on the floor, you anything goes.
Right.
Just have fun.
It was what is a man cave for men, probably. Yeah. It was the she. What is it? The she house? The she shed?
Yeah, the she shed, yeah. Well, we could just call it an art studio. I don't know.
That too.
You know, a portable one. A towel is my art studio, right? And I think it was really interesting that you also chose to kind of put that in the context of decompressing while at college, because college is so stressful and such hard work. And to find a creative outlet that, I mean, if you're studying communication, that's not, you know, you're not in painting class, you're not in sketching class, you know, this was something that was creative and freeing and therapeutic for you guys to do. And I love that you did it late at night, because that's the best time anyway, right?
It really is.
Exactly. So in this arts journey that you two have shared, tell me a little bit, no, not me, tell our wonderful audience a little bit about, you know, any obstacles or discouragement that you've felt, and then maybe overcoming those and or some highlights, because we like to get, you know, the true picture of the arts journey, which I believe is a roller coaster. So
I will put a premise down. Part of our arts journey did start by like reading poetry and like seeing different parts of the art realm. And like you said, we had our little yoga mats as well. And that was our other decompressing. So we were doing a lot of different kinds of ways to release that energy. And so along with that, we were also finding ourselves and finding who we were and how we wanted to present ourselves to the world.
Yeah, and I think your writing and poetry is a huge part of that. And don't ever think that when I say art, I only mean something like painting. Because to me, art is any kind of creative expression. And I think writing is probably, for me anyway, one of the purest forms of artistic expression for myself, because I've loved words my whole life. And so that's a very natural thing for me. But I know it's not, you know, natural for everybody. So coming into being an artist that creates image, you know, visual art, and an artist who creates poetry or writings like you guys, that is the arts journey that we're talking about. It's all of that. You can say whatever you want about any of it.
It does. Right. It all intertwines itself.
Yeah, now, it does.
I don't know. I feel like the two main things for me is that one is overthinking it. So I would always overthink the negative of the journey. And that would put a lot of stress on me. That would be the second thing on me. But, you know, while on this journey, I've had the, you know, luck of, you know, have help from Paige to help me, you know, be more, stable, be more, you know, I don't know. I feel like in general, I was stressed and overthinking so much of it that I wasn't enjoying the artistic form of it. It took some time to finally let loose and be like, okay, you know what? This is something that I need to look at as more of a freeing aspect than like.
Do you feel like you were being too self-critical? Like you were being not,
yes,
you know,
too
just
self-critical.
Like this isn't good enough. Is it done yet? Maybe it's not good.
And my issue was I had so many like pieces that are not done, and I still have a lot of pieces that are not done, and it's always hard for me to come back to it and continue it, you know. So
you are not alone in that sense. As a fellow painter, let me tell you, you are not alone in that. And I used to have a rule that a painting was finished when I signed it, and I many times I signed something and I was like, oh man, I am not happy with that piece.
Right.
And it just grated on me for months and months. And I it was hard for me to offer it to an exhibit or anything because I didn't think it was good. And right. I'll tell you, 9 times out of 10, when I've sold something, it's something I was not happy with myself. Art is so subjective. You never know, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing that I learned is starting a painting and leaving it for months, weeks, whatever it takes. I've painted paintings that have taken me over a year to paint, and I've painted paintings that I've finished in an afternoon. I mean, you can't put time on that, because an unfinished work is simply that. It's not finished yet. It doesn't mean it's bad, and it doesn't mean you're not going to paint over it and start again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like that what you have expressed, Natalie, a lot of artists have dealt with those feelings of, you know, first of all, the worthiness of their work, and second of all, that is it done? Is it too much? Am I overthinking this? It's got to be perfect. What word? What brush stroke do I need there? What color? What, you know? How do I get the light to shine just right in the painting? Whatever. And I think female artists, historically in particular, because art has always been, you know, for centuries a male-dominated, you know.
Right.
Discipline, like almost everything else in Western culture, you know, except motherhood. I think female artists, you'd be surprised how many female artists I talk to who are very successful today, but they will share about how even today they have a lot of, you know, kind of a lack of confidence feeling about their work and its value. Mm-hmm. So, there's nothing abnormal about that, and there's nothing lonesome about that. I think we all have felt that way at different times in our arts journey. Stay tuned for more from our interview with Paige and Natalie of EclecticBuy.com.